laid by a much younger man. At the retirement community where we live in Florida, there's everything a person could ask for to occupy his or her leisure time. At least that's what they told my husband and me. They also told me I'd be extremely happy there. The fact is, I wasn't happy at all living there. There was one very important item missing from the retirement village, something I wanted more than anything, something that would give me the extreme happiness they spoke of. It was a man with a big hard cock, one who could satisfy a 66-year-old woman's still horny body. Lord knows my impotent husband can't do it anymore. Then one day, everything changed for the better. My stepson's oldest boy came for a visit, and everything changed in my dull, boring life. Young Mitch gave me what I wanted. He made me very happy. He fucked me like no man had ever fucked me. He made me feel like a real woman again. That was my cheating moment. Let me tell you about it. The day he arrived, I realized almost immediately I was sexually attracted to the 25-year-old boy. He was young, handsome, and incredibly well-built. Although Mitch gave no indication he felt the same, I could feel a definite magnetism between us. As far as I was concerned, it was only a matter of time before the boy's big hard cock was buried deep inside my sexually deprived pussy, and I was a very happy woman again. Then came the second day. Mitch had been playing tennis and returned home all sweaty. His tennis outfit clung tightly to his muscular body, showing off the enormous bulge between his legs. It made me so excited I was tempted to reach down and grab his big fat boner. I didn't. My husband was sleeping in the next room. It wasn't the time nor the place. "Where's Grandpa?" he asked, and I told him. His answer didn't surprise me. "Yeah, I guess old guys do a lot of that. What do you do while he's sleeping? You don't look old enough to need a nap." He was probably just being sweet, but his horny old grandmother read a lot more into his compliment than he probably intended. She saw it as the first of many nice things Mitch would say to her the day he fucked her horny old body. "You're right, I am too young to be hanging out around here. Do you want to go out for a ride? I could show you the complex. I think you might just like it." I said a lie to the kid. He didn't know it yet, but I was going to show him a lot more than the boring retirement complex. I was going to show him a sopping wet, eager-for-cock pussy. It took me no more than 20 minutes to show him the entire grounds. At that point, I was at a loss for what to do. I mean, how does an older woman get a younger man to fuck her without just coming right out and saying it? After all, he was still only a young boy, and despite his big, beautiful cock, I was sure he wouldn't have the nerve to try anything with me. It was clearly up to the horny step-grandmother to make the first move. Some friends of mine had flown north for the summer and left me the keys to their apartment. The Merkel's condo was perfect for a midday fuck with someone other than your husband. I drove there immediately and parked right in front. I then turned to young Mitch. "My friends are away," I told him the truth, because I wanted him to know we had the place all to ourselves. I wanted Mitch to know we had a place to fuck if that's what he wanted to do with me. "Would you like to go inside for a nice cool drink and relax a while?" Mitch looked at me kind of funny.
"Sure, but how come we can't have a drink at your place?"
he asked, still not realizing his grandmother wasn't looking for a drink. She was looking to get laid. "How come?" I asked, then made a real bold move, hoping he'd get the goddamn hint. I reached down and pulled back my summer dress, showing Mitch the old babe's nicely shaped, very tanned legs, as well as the lace edge of her sexy panties.